Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 389. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today I want to talk about a topic I think we need to discuss. It's a topic we need to discuss because we're really bad at sticking to our innate, compassionate plan in life. That's a plan that respects what deep down we know is true, the standards we know we should have, the self-respect, the boundaries we deserve, all those things. And so the topic is forcing things in life. We are really bad at not forcing things in life. You know, so practically, I'd say forcing things has become like our favorite pastime in life. We force relationships that don't deserve more of our time or energy. We force jobs that can't possibly offer us the fulfillment we deserve. We force friendships that are anything but reciprocal. We force interests. We force timelines. We force pressure on ourselves. These things that do not align with what our true talent and abilities and timelines actually are. Forcing things. I'm sure you can relate to this topic in some way, right? I really think it's like a defining feature of being human. And so for one, it certainly doesn't make us bad people. It doesn't make us dumb or anything like that. But how many times have you looked back in life at an experience and you were like, man, yeah, I forced that. That should have ended a long time ago. Why did I keep going when I knew I needed and I deserved a fresh start? Why did I do that? Why did I force that thing? If you're honest with yourself, you've probably experienced that quite a few times in your life. Maybe you stayed in a relationship past its expiration date because you thought more effort and more of you could fill the gap between the reality of where the relationship was and the potential you so eagerly wanted it to reach. Maybe you stayed at a job past the point of it offering you any real growth or fulfillment because you had already invested time and effort into learning the ins and outs of the business. Maybe you stayed in a friendship in the same way. Many other areas of life as well. Personally, if I had a nickel for every time I looked back and said, why did I think I needed to continue doing that? Why did I think I needed to continue being a certain way? If I had a nickel for every time I had that realization looking back, I'd be very, very wealthy. Point being, we all do this quite often in our lives. We force things. We force things because we think we need to. We think forcing something further with more of us, more effort, more energy, more time, we think that is the missing element. We think more is the solution to getting more in life. Well, deep down, we kind of have this inkling that we should probably let go. And we know that is the answer. We know that is the answer and not more, but we don't embrace it. We don't embrace the fact that more is not what we need. We need different. But when we're forcing something, we avoid that as a possible thing to consider because the more effort we've already put in, the more mental commitment we've already given this thing, it corresponds to how important we think that thing is to our ultimate happiness in life. So how do we get to the point where we become like those quotes we see on Instagram? The quotes that are like, you know, what's for me is for me. Everything flows in my life. It is what it is. I force nothing, right? Those quotes always crack me up. But if only life was that simple, of course, because let's be real. Some things in life very much do require us to dig in and to give more. And if we were to adopt a mentality of, if it's tough, if it's uncomfortable, if it isn't, if we're not on the same page right out the day one, then it's forced. If that becomes our mentality, we'd be throwing a lot of great things away in our lives. So how do we get to a point of balance? How do we get to the point where we don't force things in our life, but we also don't unnecessarily back down or give up too easily? Well, I've been thinking about this topic a lot lately, and here's what I've come up with. It's just one point that has been really helpful for me that I want to put on your radar. Just something for you to consider the next time maybe you're at a crossroads of being like, should I try harder or should I move on? Am I forcing this or not? So real quick, before I hop into it and talk about this topic, I wanted to say this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love partnering with them. One of the most powerful things I've done in my life and in my mindfulness journey is getting a therapist, getting someone just to get out of my head for a minute and talk to someone else. It's been so helpful for me because I get just as stressed out and anxious as the next person, and have someone to talk to, having someone to vent to, and having them be equipped to give me well-informed advice and questions in return, it's been super, super powerful. That's why I partner with BetterHelp. BetterHelp can help with this. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy platform that offers video, phone, and live chat sessions with a therapist. So you never even have to have your camera on if you don't want to. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. So I love partnering with them. It's an easy way for you to get into therapy if you've been on the fence, or maybe you want to try a new therapist for the first time. It's very, very easy. They match you within 48 hours. And because you are the best and you listen to the new Mindset Who Dis podcast, you can get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. All you have to do is visit betterhelp.com/new mindset and you'll get that 10% off. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/new mindset. So thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about this biggest thing that I've learned when it comes to forcing things in life. The biggest thing I've learned about not forcing things in life is to realize that the thing you want so badly, a relationship, some element of success, a certain check, been there, done that on your to-do list, whatever it is, that thing, even if it genuinely is really important and very much an important part of your life story, it's not the only piece. It's not the only part. It is a piece of your life, but it's not your entire life. It is a piece of your life, but it is not your entire life. That sentence right there has been very much a guiding light for me. Not as a way to like devalue things that I want, but to remind me that life is bigger than the one thing we think we need to win or to get right today. Life is bigger than success. Life is bigger than love. Life is bigger than a certain timeline. Life is bigger than a certain piece of validation you get from work, for instance. Your life, the value of your life, the value of your existence, summed up, zoomed out, is the sum of all those things, not just one of them. Love, for instance, is an amazing part of life. Absolutely, it offers us purpose and connection, but it's not your entire life. Success, money, validation through talent is an amazing part of life, yes. It offers validation through commitment and effort and hard work, but it's not your entire life. Those things are not your entire life. And the great thing about life, the gift of life, is that we've been given the opportunity to, like, quote, get it right in so many different ways. We've been given the opportunity to find a path to happiness that includes many stops and many seasons along the way. And the goal of life, as I see it, is that by design, we have many, many pieces that can offer us tremendous fulfillment and happiness and success over time. And I have no doubt that each and every one of us deserves to find the right version of those pieces. But the thing we tend to lose sight of so easily is that when it comes to timing, sometimes we go through seasons in life. We go through seasons where it's not time for love, but it is time for success, or vice versa, whatever it may be. But when we're in forcing mode, we tend to lose sight of this fact. We tend to lose sight of the fact that life is bigger than that one singular piece. Life is bigger than that one relationship we want so badly, that one job, that one timeline, that one piece. Life is bigger than that one season right now. We will get another shot at it, but right now, we might need to embrace a different season. Your life, the one you work hard to grow and experience and get the most out of, it's great and it's rewarding because of all those things and all those pieces and experiences together. It's rewarding because of the combination of the pieces, not just one, not just the one you want so badly today. That one piece, though, that you want so badly, that one season you hope to be in right now, yes, it's important, but it's not your entire life. And we realize that, we become willing to walk away from it when we embrace this truth. And so, to the point of this episode, sometimes that's exactly what we need to do and realize. Walk away today so we can come back when the timing is right. No forcing. And I just wanted to offer like this little bit of perspective here, maybe just as like a potential Hail Mary for you to consider if you're locked into forcing mode right now. Because in forcing mode, frankly, you've made that one thing, that one piece, that one season you want to be in, you've made it a bigger deal than it should be right now. And when you've made something a bigger deal than it should be for you, that's when you end up forcing it because you have these blinders on. When you're in forcing mode, you've gotten to the point where that thing, that person, that relationship, that job has become your life in the sense that you think your larger life success and happiness hinges solely on your ability to get this one piece right today. And because you've already invested time and energy into it, yeah, you double down. You triple down. You say, I'm not a quitter. But that one piece is your life, right? That's your thinking. You're thinking, this one piece is my life, so I can't let go because the rest of the puzzle hinges on your ability to get that piece, right? That's how we think. So it's really not a shock then that you just give it more and more and more because you're not willing to walk away. You force it. You force the timeline because you think your larger life is that piece. You think your larger life happiness hinges on that relationship. Your larger life success hinges on that one job, whatever it may be. And certainly I'm not encouraging you to, you know, start labeling big important things in life as small and inconsequential. Not at all. I really do believe in the power of the big things, love and relationships and commitment to ideas and effort. But sometimes we need to give ourselves the gift of thinking bigger for a moment. Thinking bigger, bigger in the sense of realizing that our life's summed up, zoomed out happiness and fulfillment is bigger than that one piece. And sometimes that's kind of all it takes to sober up. Sober up to realize that maybe right now you're not in the season of that thing you want to be in the season of. You're not in the season of love, and it's time to acknowledge that gracefully, for instance. And that's okay. Because it makes you realize that if you truly believe in what you deserve and you're willing to work for those things and those people, then you have to be willing to let go of what is not that thing or that person. Logically and compassionately, that's how life works, right? You have to learn to say no to what can't possibly be that thing or that person for you. To get what you deserve, you have to be willing to let go of what is not what you deserve. And that's kind of like the paradox of life. We think that what we deserve lies on the other side of more effort and more energy. And frankly, yeah, of course, sometimes it does. But when we're in forcing mode, we have effectively closed our eyes to the fact that maybe what we deserve is different. And in my life, I've realized that the majority of the times when I've let go of something that I had been forcing, and I embraced the gift that is letting go, I eventually ended up with what I did deserve. But it was different. It was different from what I thought it would be, and it didn't require any forcing or chasing or convincing. And what you deserve in life, of course, won't just be handed to you, but it will be the result of grace. It will be the result of turning a page and embracing the possibility of different. It's not always about more. It's about different. That thing will be the result of at some point letting go of prior seasons. So letting go, like ironically, is the key to getting what you deserve. And so I think the most rewarding mindset that I've developed as I've gotten older is one that sees letting go as such a gift. Letting go is a gift. It absolutely is. It is the gift because when you do so gracefully and with compassion, both for yourself and the thing or the person you're letting go of, you're allowing yourself to finally embrace the truth that not everyone or everything is for you. You're willing to let go of those things because you know that even in the very human moments where you don't want to let go, where you want to try harder, where you want to speed things up, where you want to change someone or something, you don't have to. You can take the pressure off yourself. And at the end of the day, isn't that why we force things in life? Because we think we need to. Because we think we're running out of options. Because we think we're falling behind. Because we think that thing is the thing in our life. It's our defining thing. Pressure that comes from thoughts like that. We put so much pressure on ourselves. We put so much weight and importance on certain things in life that we end up misconstruing a timeline, an objective, a person, a certain season as being the entirety of our happiness. And yes, one day I think someone or something does have the potential to offer you what you deserve and what you need, and it'll be life-changing. But we have to realize that that thing cannot be forced. It can't require change or convincing or chasing. We can't force a season that we're not ready to be in. We have to give ourselves the gift of seeing the bigger picture in our lives. And that bigger picture is that we go in and out of seasons. And sometimes we need to be in a season of transition when we think we need to be in a season of more. Sometimes we need to be in a season of different when we think we need to be in a season of more. So I think the advice I wanted to offer here is to take the pressure off yourself that you've put on yourself. I can't possibly give you a specific blueprint that tells you if you're forcing something or not, but what I can provide is some perspective that can wake you up. Wake you up to the reminder that that thing you want so badly, yes, it's important. Yes, it's a piece of your life right now, but it's not your entire life. You have many, many shots at getting it right. But to finally get it right, we have to take the pressure off in the moment. We need to find grace in letting go of the things that can't offer us what we deserve. We need to find grace in letting go of the season we're not actually in right now. We need to embrace being in a different season. And we need to let go as a means to hang on to our belief in ourselves. Really, that's what it's about. It's about we need to let go in order to hang on. We need to let go to hang on to our faith and our path that we have so many different shots at getting it right, at getting our life right, the entirety of our life, the entirety of our life's seasons, one after another as they come our way, all the pieces added up over time. So zoom out for just a moment. Think about all the pieces of your life. Think about all the different ways you can and you will find happiness and fulfillment. Think about all of those seasons added up. And take a deep breath and trust that path. Trust yourself. Trust your commitment to yourself. Trust your commitment to effort and reciprocity. Trust that you deserve each and every one of the pieces that you're working towards. But that piece, as it is today, that you think you have to force, it's not your entire life. Embrace the season you're in today. Maybe the best gift you can give yourself right now is stepping into a new season that's different. That's a season of a different piece. Maybe it's a season of letting go so you can firmly hang on to your new standard, your faith in yourself, your commitment to your journey. So just something to think about. I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd be super grateful if you'd share it with a friend. And also big thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's podcast. If you're considering in your life and wondering if you're forcing something, I think that the perspective of an outside person can be so, so helpful. Just having someone who can listen to you and then speak and react to you objectively, that could be just what you need to understand if you've been forcing something, to understand if maybe it's time for you to step into a new season, a new chapter, to take your focus off that piece for a minute. I think talking to a therapist can be so helpful. BetterHelp, my favorite partner in crime on the podcast. They make getting into therapy easy with online access via chat, voice, and video. So be sure to check out betterhelp.com/newmindset. That gets you 10% off your first month of therapy through BetterHelp. So thank you to them for sponsoring. Thank you to you for listening and for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.